Right, thank you very much. Well, I'm actually going to give you a very personal view. I'm not here as the ABS tutor or as the tutor at the college. I am actually giving you a very personal view. And I found this afternoon's session and listening to all of the other talks very helpful. What's my overwhelming impression? Well, I think, you know, as a jobbing surgeon on the street, or beleaguered, I think, and you just think, another hoop that we're going to have to jump through. So the first half of my talk, there might be a little bit of whinging, but I think we have to get the whinging out of the way and get it out of our system, and then we can move on and try and achieve something constructive out of this, because I think there is a lot to be achieved out of revalidation. And the opportunity is ours to grasp it and make it what we want of it. And I think that's partially what Hugh was perhaps alluding to, because one of the difficulties for us at the moment is we are an emerging specialty, and it's important that our voice is heard within the college and the overarching specialty associations, because we have to determine what those standards are that are going to allow us to revalidate, particularly with regards to recertification. I'm not really going to focus on the relicensing, but particularly with regards to the recertification. And I think I partly understand what Irving was saying, but I actually think the standard should be the same if you practice breast, regardless of whether you're a general surgeon with an interest in breast or whether you're a breast surgeon. And I actually, what I hope will come out of revalidation is a continued rise in the standards. One of my concerns about revalidation, perhaps it's not a concern, perhaps this is just a reality, is that it will drive a greater wedge between some of the subspecialties and general surgery. Because if you're going to have to revalidate or recertify both in general surgery and in breast surgery, if you're doing mainly breast but you're just hanging on in there on the on-call rota, you are going to be disadvantaged in revalidating in the general surgery with the intra-abdominal surgeon. It's the same issues that we're grappling with at the moment with looking at the CCT. I'll stop talking now because my slides are here. I don't want to give a talk without my slides. But anyway, you get the theme of the talk. So I think we'll get the whinging over first. So do you really want my honest opinion? Because that's what you've asked for, Hugh.